There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the unique peak.
And welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. I am your host, John. This is the 50 Days of Dragon Con countdown podcast thingy where, again, we go from 50 and countdown to plus 4.
Joining me is...
Oh, I don't know. And joining me, as always, back for, fresh from vacation and tan, rested and ready to go, Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. I don't know that I'd say rested, but tan, yes, and enjoyed it, even though, you know, you were a slut and cheated on me while I was gone.
Yes, I did, and loved every minute of it. Hey,
And went solo, too.
Yes. Well, you know, there's no one around. I had to go solo. What do you call it? Some of you might be confused because you're going, hey, wait, I just heard Lee on a different thing where she wasn't back from... these things are all out of order. Just accept that and deal with it, and your life will be much, much better. Lee,
but just always remember that John did cheat on
Lee.
That you need to remember.
There are, according to DragonCon.org, by the way, that's where you can go to find all your stuff. There are only, as of this recording, there are only 38 days left until Dragon Con. How you doing? You're holding it together?
I'm all right.
And I know, and I don't want to, we don't have to talk about too much because we don't know what's going on, but I do know that the news that came out yesterday was that they're actually, even though we, like we've said before, schedules and guests are always tentative until they actually happen. Unfortunately, right now, hopefully everything's going to get worked out. We have hope. Gillian Anderson is now back down to it. Well, normally Dragon Con doesn't do a tentative level.
No, there is no tentative.
Right.
They're
working on some negotiations.
Sometimes
stuff.
Little things come up and you got to just work them out. And contracts usually get worked out with Dragon Con. And so we're going to hope for the best.
Now, mind you, by the time you hear this, it could be the exact opposite. It could be that everybody is back on track and everything's groovy. But as of this recording, she is no longer an official guest.
She is no longer a confirmed guest.
Also, by the way, if you're a reporter and you wish to cover Dragon Con 2012, you must apply by August 1st. Actually, we're going to talk to later tonight. We're talking to someone that directly involves, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
You are? Yes, you are.
Well, we do have someone waiting in the wings. Lee, do you want to go ahead and introduce them?
I will introduce them. This is Damien, who also goes by the name Wolven, and he is leading kind of an academic part and does this on his own time at Dragon Con through the tracks. So, hi, Damien.
Hi.
And, of course, I all of a sudden blanked as soon as John said I was going to introduce you because I thought he was going to.
Oh.
So, what is exactly the name of the symposium-ish kind of thing you do?
For the past 5 years, we've been going by the title of the Comics and Popular Arts Academic Mini-Conference, and that's been, this is the spearheaded baby of actually Matt Brown started all this, and for the past 3 years or so, I've been doing the programming, like programming direction, getting all the people together and trying to coordinate with Trackhead so he basically gets everything else behind the scenes in order, But yeah, it's the Comics and Popular Arts Academic Mini Conference.
There
it's
we
kind
go.
Of a long.
I knew
name.
There was like a long name. Right? I can't believe it.
So those folks that don't know what that might be, what does that sort of cover?
Well, we're covering academic perspectives on basically everything that Dragon Con does. So basically, we get people from, you know, who work in literature, who work in literary criticism, philosophy, religious studies, biology. We've had some neuroscience people for the past few years, and we basically get them all together, and they'll talk about whatever their geeky interest is from an academic perspective. Like, we'll have people who do religious studies working with the Apocalypse Rising track, talking about comparative religious traditions perspectives on post-apocalyptic themes. We'll have people who do neuroscience working with the American Sci-Fi Media and Trek track, talking about things like, is Geordi's visor actually possible? We've got people talking about what science fiction can teach us about political situations in the world today. Basically, all over the place, people applying their academic pursuits to their geeky interests.
Sweet. Now, let me ask you, is Geordi's visor actually feasible?
Well, we have one person, Catherine Bryant, who will be talking about that specifically this this coming DragonCon. So I would like to take this time to shamelessly plug and advise everybody to try and make it out to her talk.
There you go. Shamelessly plug. That's what we like here. Shamelessly plug.
Now you said you work with the various tracks, so you don't have a specific track room you work right out of, right? You just kind of...
Not ourselves, not yet. We've been working with various folks to try and see what we can do to get that, but we've been working directly with the track heads, and basically what we do is we'll take the paper proposals that we get from people and we'll put them together into, thematically appropriate groups. And so if we have a bunch of people who are all talking about The Walking Dead, we'll talk to the Apocalypse Rising track and we'll say, hey, we've got a bunch of people who are doing, academic papers on The Walking Dead. Would you like to, have this? Last year, over in X-Track, we had a couple of people who were doing perspectives, papers on Fringe and The X-Files in comparison. We had two people who were looking at that comparison from totally different perspectives. And so we talked to Lee and said, hey, do you have the space available? And went from there. Right as it stands, we work directly with the track directors and see what space they have, what interest they have in what we're doing. And usually it all works out for the best.
Sweet. Now, let me ask you real quick, what about your experience at DragonCon? How long have you been attending DragonCon, what is it that brings you to DragonCon every year?
Well, I haven't been attending as long as many, but still quite a while. 2000 was the first DragonCon I ever really attended.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and that was actually also the first year I met Widget, and... That was the first year, that was the year that Gaiman was there. That was the reason I initially went to DragonCon. I found out Neil was going to be there, and I was like, I have to be there. And then from that point forward, it was basically just, I just have to be here. Every year that this happens, I have to be where this is. So about 12 years, and going to DragonCon is the opportunity for me to see people that I only ever see once a year, but when I see them, it's like I was talking to them the day before. It's the thing that draws me there is just the camaraderie, really. I mean, we have amazing panels, we have amazing guests, and people who are really just there to have a great time, and when I see those people and when I see, my people, it just works. I have a 4-day vacation from normal into my, my actual normal, the place that I would inhabit most of the time if given the opportunity.
Yeah. Nice. Now, besides the academic track, where do you, how busy does that keep you? How busy does the, your con within a con keep you?
Pretty Whoa. Busy. Last year we had at least 4 or 5 presentations every day.
Oh.
And so we have a committee of about 4 people whose job it is to go and introduce the panel speakers to talk a little bit about the academic mini conference and, let people know where they can find more information. So between the 4 of us, we had, something to do every day. for several hours out of the day. And then we've got the time in between to ourselves, and you know, to go see the people we want to see the talks we want to see, and, you know, go buy things and, you know, general Dragon Con stuff. But we've got, it keeps us pretty busy. It keeps us running around. But hopefully this year we'll have it, we'll have learned from the extreme busyness of last year and be able to sort through it a bit more easily.
Well, so how many are you planning, to do this year? Like one a day, two a day?
The way it's looking this year, it's looking like it's going to be about, three per day. We're working with, Comics and Popular Art Track. We're looking, working with, the Apocalypse Rising track in kind of a new way for us, because it's not going to be direct panels, but they want our panelists on some of their panels.
Okay.
So they're going to have, it's still pretty cool. It gives everybody an opportunity to do, to basically take the things that they're working on and talk to the series creators that they've written about and actually talk with them about this material in front of an audience. And so that's really quite awesome, and we're really happy that they gave us the opportunity to work with them in that way. We're working with Trek Track, we're working with Brit Track, we're working with pretty much everybody, we don't have as huge a crop as we had last year. Last year's crop of applicants and accepted were fairly unprecedented for us, and we're really, really pleased with that. And this year we're back down to what our normal tends to be, so we're able to manage it a little bit better, and we might actually even be able to sleep or pretend like we're going to sleep and then go to Dragon Con things.
Okay. And so one of the other things you were just saying is, so what tracks are people going to be looking for you in? So I know you said Apocalypse and
yep.
Brit.
Yep. And we're going to be working with American Sci-Fi Media. We're working with Trek Track, Comics Track. I will be personally presenting in Sci-Fi Fantasy Literature Track. I don't know exactly what day that's going to be yet, though. The schedules are, as you know, still kind of all over the place, so we're finalizing everything.
See, John, it's not just me. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I get it. I say it every time. Go on.
As soon as we know what the full schedules are going to be, we'll go ahead and let everybody know, and we'll have it available online so everybody can know exactly where to find everybody.
Now, where would people go to find information on the stuff you're doing?
The easiest way is to do a Google search. The search would be for Comics and Popular Arts Academic Mini Conference, Dragon Con 2012, and that'll take you right to our main site. It's a nice site. It's got who's working on aspects of the programming. It'll have our schedule up. Like I said, probably in about 25 days. If we've got 38 days of reporting, I'm expecting 25 days from now we should have a schedule, and we'll have that up and available for all to see. And I'm findable on Twitter, and as soon as I have a schedule, I'll be yelling about it like crazy. So,
yeah, on Twitter, by the way, folks, he is Wolven, or at Wolven, as they'd like to say, W-O-L-V-E-N, right? Am I correct?
Yeah,
I got it spelled right. All right, good. Is there anything that you're looking besides your track that you're looking forward to this year seeing?
Stan Lee's going to be there, and that's kind of nuts. So I'm, in addition to making the attempt to try and see Stan Lee, the spectacle that will surround everybody else trying to see Stan Lee, which should be pretty entertaining, and Jonathan Frakes and a lot of the cast of Next Generation are going to be back again this year, so that should be pretty entertaining. I've always, like every year that he's confirmed, I've had a plan that I haven't gotten able to enact yet, where I want to buy a DVD box set of Gargoyles. Yeah. And take it and get him to sign it.
You know what? My understanding, he would do that. He very much would. He's actually talked about his voiceover work at some other things that he's been at Dragon Con before and supposedly loves it. He loves doing the voiceover work. So, it's the 25th anniversary of Next Gen. So we are kind of excited. We got a lot of them coming this year. So that's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah. Having Garrett Wang from Voyager as our track director kind of makes things wonderful in that regard.
Yes.
It helps to have an inside edge, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, indeed.
Do you have any particular memory of Dragon Con that that you look back, besides, I know every year you have something, but any particular memory that you look back with on fondness and kind of summarizes what Dragon Con's about for you?
Two come to mind, if I could give two. My first year...
No, I refuse. You can't give us two. You can't give us more content. No, go ahead.
The first year I was at Dragon Con, I did I went to meet Neil Gaiman and Yoshitaka Amano because the Dream Hunters had just come out, and there was the panel where there was a huge Q&A panel for Neil Gaiman and Yoshitaka Amano in one of the Centennial Ballrooms, and they were doing the question and answer session, and I raised my hand. I was not actually at all expecting to get called on, and I got called on, and Neil says, you have a question. I was like, okay. My question is, in the back of the Dream Hunters, you make reference to having found, when you were doing research for this and for Spirited Away, you make reference to having found a lot of Japanese stories and fairy tales that were, as you put it, frighteningly similar to your Sandman stories. Would you care to elaborate or give us an example of what those were? And Neil says, no.
Oh, okay.
And he says, no, I can't do it. I lied. And I'm like, wait, what? I get people asking me questions all the time about whether I find stories in folklore or history that are similar to the things that I write after I write them. And I get, they get really sad when I tell them no. So I figured it would just be easier if I would lie. So I lied. And I
writer's
just stood
lie.
There.
There you go. There you go.
I stood there in stunned silence. Because this was written in the afterword. Like, you expect writers to lie in the course of the book. I mean, writers lie. Writers are liars. That's the adage. But, in the afterword and the foreword, you expect that to be, for real. And that was oh, Lord. So that one was pretty funny. And I really enjoyed that. And then 4 years later, Warren Ellis, comics author, now novel and film writer, Warren Ellis, came to Dragon Con. And hanging out with him and with the various people that were hanging out with him was utterly fantastic. I met a friend of mine. She's got a book out currently, Catastrophe Jones. I met her because of Warren Ellis. And that one of the things that during Warren Ellis' time there was, speaking of Star Trek again, he was constantly on his phone texting back and forth with Patrick Stewart.
Ooh.
But wow.
In the course of his time at Dragon Con, it was Warren Ellis texting to Patrick Stewart what it was that he was doing, because Patrick Stewart was really, really interested in Dragon Con. So, in a weird way, we kind of have Warren Ellis to thank for Patrick Stewart having come to Dragon Con.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. One of the stories Warren told us about was about the first time they, Patrick Stewart and Warren Ellis met. And the first thing Patrick Stewart said to him is, "Oh, hello, Warren. So wonderful to meet you. I've been looking forward to this for such a long time. Do you know anything about killing rabbits?" Apparently, Sir Patrick Stewart had been having a rabbit infestation in his castle in England.
His castle. Oh, his poor castle.
I know. Because Sir Patrick Stewart, of course, has a castle. Because he's just too awesome not to. the very first question out of his mouth to Warren Ellis was, "Do you know anything about killing rabbits?" So that was pretty hilarious.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, let me ask you the traditional question that we ask all of our directors. And if you could have any three guests, living or dead, Lee.
Or not, and not a zombie.
Not a zombie, yes, thank you.
Not a zombie.
Living or dead. Yes. They would arrive alive. They would be here alive. They wouldn't be dead, just for the record. And not undead. What three guests would you like to see at DragonCon?
Christopher Nolan.
Oh, nice.
Interesting.
Nikola Tesla.
Nice day. I think he's come up a couple of times.
He has.
Frank Herbert. Just because everybody would go crazy. Their brains would explode.
Well, if their brains hadn't already exploded from Christopher Nolan and
Nikola Tesla,
yes. That's true. Oh, real quick. I assume you've seen Dark Knight Returns. I mean, Rises.
Yes,
not
I have,
Returns.
Yes, I have.
Some of us haven't.
I'm not asking you to spoil it. Thumbs up, thumbs down. That's all I want.
Thumbs up.
Okay.
Both thumbs up.
Okay.
Way up.
Thumbs up. Way up. Okay, good. That's all. That's fine. Some of us haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet, and I'm hoping it's going to be on the boat when I go on my cruise here. So,
you definitely. Yeah, I hope for your sake. I hope so too.
On a Disney cruise.
Well, I know it might. The odds are slim that I may have to see Avengers for a fourth time, because it is a Disney cruise.
Disney cruise.
Yes, I doubt they'll show a DC product, but you know, who knows? Maybe. There's a chance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to get off it. When I get off at NASA, I'll go find a movie theater there.
Oh, that is just so wrong. You're not going to go to Nassau.
Go to a movie theater.
Go to the movies.
Be awesome.
We will have this argument offline when we're not trying to date.
That would be awesome.
No.
Oh, you know you'd do it.
I so would not.
Anyway. All right. So, Damien, where can people get a hold of you if they want to track you down and hunt you? I mean, or, you know, just stalk you. I mean, or, you know, look
contact.
For things you're doing.
Contact. We'll go with contact. The best way to contact me is via Twitter at this point. It's just going to be at Wolven. And that pretty much from there you can find everything else I do because, again, I will shamelessly promote and throw myself around. And if you go to www.needcoffee.com and search the author tags for Wolven, you'll find a bunch of my stuff there as well.
Right. Wolven always has these very interesting, very philosophical articles that he puts together for Need Coffee, and they're always an interesting read. And a lot of posts over at Need Coffee are, and this is no slight to anybody at Need Coffee, are a few paragraphs long. Wolven goes on.
And they're very deep.
I am,
they're like,
I'm wordy, is what I think you mean to say. I'm
well, no, and I mean
no,
that
no,
the
no,
be-
no,
I mean
no,
the be-
no.
nicest way.
That's a good also, wordy, not a bad wordy.
Also, I will throw the warning out there. Most of my essays are spoiler filled. They assume that you
That's
have read
true.
The thing or seen the thing or experienced the thing beforehand. So, just as a heads up to everybody. Pretty much spoilers abound.
Cool. All right, Damien, thank you for joining us. I really, really appreciate you taking some time out, and I appreciate you putting together the guests and making the panels that much more interesting and educational.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's been an absolute pleasure. This year should be a really good crop of panelists and talks, so I hope everybody gets a chance to make it out to at least a few of them because there's a lot of really good papers coming out this year. So.
By the way, you
there's
can
also one.
You can
also one. We've got one movie screening
that we've got. This is the first year we've ever had a film screening, and so we're really kind of pleased about that. It's a documentary. I can't remember. And this is me being terrible. It's a documentary by one Jonathan Gale on race, ethnicity, and the idea of the superhero. And we're screening it with the comics and pop art track. So really wonderful to give us an opportunity to screen this documentary. It could be really awesome.
And folks, if you're looking around the room wondering which one's Damien, he is a dapper dressed man.
Back yes, there. He is. He usually wears a suit.
He's dressed to the nines and ready to go academic on your ass.
Yeah, probably won't have my hat this year. It's probably going to be way too hot if the summer has been ending.
Oh, yeah. And the thunderstorms you guys have had recently is ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
And maybe 2012 is the end of everything. Who knows?
Well, we should get one more Dragon Con before it happens.
That's true. So party like it's 2012. Party like it's 2012. Okay, anyway. All right.
Party like it's 2012. Doesn't work so well.
All right. Until next time, this is John for Lee at Wolven on Twitter. Wait, did I say Lee was at Wolven? I said that, didn't
no,
I?
This is John with Lee.
With
and
Lee
at Wolven.
Okay,
there you go.
Something like that.
You're not doing well. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't finished my first beer, so I haven't loosened up yet. Until next time, peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.